Conditional use number 2319, Austin and Megan Embleton.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tourist home, event venue, and hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Memory Road, which is Sussex County Route 613, approximately 0.41 miles southeast of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is 10775 Memory Road, Harrington, and the tax parcel ID is District 430. Map 3, parcel 20.08. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of a concept plan received from the applicant. We have a copy of the Del Dot service level evaluation response, and I would note that we received three letters in support. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And is there anyone here representing this application? That would be you. Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Megan Embleton, and I am actually the owner of the property, my husband and I.
Okay.
It is a property that has been in our family for over 100 years now.
Wow.
And we were very excited when we got the opportunity to purchase it. And we had this vision for it to create a little bit of life into it again. My husband's grandfather was an entrepreneur and he loved businesses. And we wanted to honor that. And so our idea for the property is the farmhouse, which is currently a rental and has been for the past 25 years. We would like to maybe renovate that into an Airbnb. The shop or the outbuilding out back, as you can see, we would like to turn part of it into a two-chair hair salon. My sister-in-law and I are both stylists, and I've been a stylist for about 16 years. And we have a great following. We're by appointment only, so there's not a walk-in clientele. The second part of the building, we would like to turn into a small event venue. I'm not thinking large scale. I want something small and intimate. I feel like our community in Greenwood does not have small places to hold events. And so we really would just like to be able to have that. As far as privacy, we know that we do have a close proximity neighbor. We are planning to put a 6-foot privacy fence that would extend their whole property line back to the cow pasture is the plan. So it would also be a noise barrier and privacy for them.
Is that, just so we know for the record, is that the property, what would that be, to the west, I guess? The one that's developed with the house on it?
Yes.
Okay.
So that house was originally, Austin's grandfather built that house that they had bought. And he owned the farmhouse that we have now is the original one that he was born in. And so we own that property and the shop in the back. The two properties have a blacktop connected driveway. The fence would go in between that. It would cover all the way back, so there would be complete separation.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr.
Sure.
Hopkins.
Well, I knew the grandfather. You probably did too, Merle Embleton. And he was a man's man. Matter of fact,
yes,
he was my idol growing up.
He's a good man.
He was something else.
Yeah.
And he could run a backhoe.
Yes, he could.
And he was known to jump off that backhoe with his leather shoes and jump right down in the hole with the men, or jump off the crane and help him put the house, the Nanticoke homes, together. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was my idol. And I, from what I've seen, all his kids now, his grandchildren, are following in that same first-class manner. Mm-hmm. Do you want a sign out front or anything?
So if we have the venue, there would be a sign. Small scale, it would be near the farmhouse. There is currently a sign there now with, it says Memory Lane Estates on it already, and it would replace where the sign already is. So we would not be adding anything additional. We would just be replacing.
And you have room for the parking for the
yes.
folks coming to the venue?
Yes, we do. We have parking. We also have extra parking for anything that would be overflow.
Grass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Ms. Hoy-Stevenson.
Well, when I read this one, I was like, man, you're really going for it, you know?
Do somebody's hair and let them have a glass of wine.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's just been something I've always loved the idea of, and, you know, why not have it together? It's kind of a package deal.
Well, I mean, I know there used to be events out in that area, a lot, big events. So I didn't know, are you proposing any hours of operation, quiet time, so everybody's got to be out by such and such time?
So are you talking about the venue or the hair salon site? The venue, yes. Like I said, we want to keep it low scale. We're thinking 10 p.m. at the latest. There will be no loud music or excessive music. We're not looking for a club scene. And so, you know, we want to be respectful of that.
It would be outside or inside?
It would be both.
Okay.
So the building is completely enclosed, but if they wanted, there is room if they wanted to put like a tent up and hold the ceremony outside, there would be availability for that.
Right. Okay. Those were my main questions. So the lighting.
If we needed lighting for parking, we were going to rent those generated ones and just have them. So then there wouldn't be like a consistent lighting out there except for the floodlight at the, there you go, at the left of the property there. There is one floodlight there.
Existing the already.
So it's there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You don't have, I'm sorry, when you said something about, I said, quiet hours, and you're like, for the salon, I was like, wait a minute. You don't have anything we need to worry about there.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Well, my sister-in-law and I are both only part-time as far as stylists. So as far as traffic would go, we work Thursday, Fridays, and then sometimes part-day Saturdays. So there's not a lot of traffic that will be any other day of the week.
And it would be, I'm assuming for events, you would hire people to handle things at. Is there going to be a kitchen, or is it bring stuff in?
As
or?
Of now, we don't have plans for a kitchen. We have plans for just the building itself.
Okay.
Yeah, and just so people would bring in their own caterers and things like that. As far as restrooms go, they would have to rent one of the trailers. So that's kind of what we're thinking.
Great. All right. Thank you. That's all I had.
I have no questions. Thank you.
One question. You just said Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You wouldn't want to be limited to that, would you?
No, I would like to definitely have the availability for the other days.
That's all I have.
But currently, that's been my schedule for the past 8 years. So.
Okay, that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks. You mentioned that you were envisioning a small venue. Mm-hmm. Can you put any numbers on that as far as the number of people, maybe? Or are we thinking?
Well, we haven't had the fire marshal out yet to tell us what capacity we can have. In my eyes, 75 to 100 max.
Okay.
I know a lot of weddings are 250 and larger.
Okay.
I don't want it any larger than 100.
Okay, just a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2319, Austin and Megan Embleton? Okay, come on up.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Dodge. My name is Schultz. My family has also owned property on Memory Road for at least 100 years or so. If we zoom out on the map a little bit, I'll show you where I live now and where I plan to build my forever home. So if we look at, see this lot directly across, there's a building, and then there's a lot immediately to the right. That's where my husband and I plan to build our forever home in the next probably 2 to 3 years. I currently reside at 10348 Memory Road, which is a little bit further to the right on the same street. It's about half a mile down the road. Not particularly consequential here. Our forever home will be within eyesight of this proposed venue and space. I'm speaking in favor today because, A, I would love to see another born and raised Memory Road family, young female entrepreneur start a small business. I think that's wonderful. The other reason is that when you look at the immediate surrounding area, there are other small businesses right there across the street. There's a business, I'm not sure exactly what they do, I think gutters and some things like that. The home that I live in used to have a stampcrete business, which is like stamped concrete, until we purchased our home about a year ago. There is also a working farm at the corner of Bender Farm Road and Memory Road that has milk trucks coming in and out all hours of the day. Makes a little bit of noise, but we don't really worry about it too much. I think that the plans, the proposed hours are reasonable, and 10 o'clock, I think most of us are still awake anyway, so I think that's all I have to say.
All right, well, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Sydney Hamilton. I was in Embleton, and my dad was Merle. And I am in full support of, I should add, I own property on the screen to the right of Megan and Austin's and across the back. I actually live behind the cow pastures. I don't see my house on there, but yes, I live directly behind. But I am in full support.
Okay.
I have known Austin and Megan, obviously, their whole lives, and they do things very nicely.
Okay.
And what they have done so far has been just top-notch.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2319? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is John Gimp. I'm the owner of Merle's House.
Okay.
The property to the west. And I guess to be clear, I'm not necessarily in opposition. I'm still just kind of have questions and concerns.
Okay.
I believe some of the questions were raised already about quiet hours and occupancy levels and that sort of thing, as far as how often and how large and how loud these events may be. I somewhat have known the Embletons for about 3 years since we've moved in. I trust that what they do will be good, that they'll do a good job at it. But just concerned about what it could become. The intent now would be, as I understand it, occasional small weddings, but what exactly does a small events permit allow? Are there conditions around that as far as frequency or, like I said, size, that sort of thing. Regarding the hair salon and the Airbnb, I've got no issues with the hair salon. I trust that, it is, that it will be, of no disturbance to us. I have some small concerns about the Airbnb, only because it will be unknown individuals, coming in close proximity to my house. But like I said, they're small concerns. So I don't know that I'm necessarily opposed to it, but it is a concern nonetheless. So, thank you.
Okay, sir.
If this is a conditional use, maybe give you some reassurance. It's not just an approval or a denial. If it's approved, there would be conditions that would accompany that, based on what the applicant said and whatever the commission may decide to do based on the record as well. So it's not, just go do whatever. There would be conditions. There would also be a site plan showing like where the parking would be, fences, buildings and all that too. So,
okay.
So there are some guardrails.
So let me ask you, as our council has advised that we do have the ability to place conditions and will place conditions and stipulations. Some of the things that have been talked about have been like a 10 p.m. curfew, so to speak. Do you want to react to that, respond to that? Or
I think 10 p.m. is fair.
Okay.
Yeah, in speaking with my wife, all of our bedrooms are on that side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, if things went later than that, it could become a disturbance.
So, light screening would be important to you? That you didn't get a lot of light lights coming over into your bedroom?
I don't think that would be an issue because we don't have any windows on that side of the house.
Oh, okay.
Given it to the side. So I don't know that that's an issue.
Okay.
But thank you for bringing that up.
And the size of events, if it were 100 or less, does that seem fair?
Probably. I guess it probably has more to do with the quantity of vehicles. If four people fit in a vehicle and there's 25 vehicles, that's not many. But if there's 100 vehicles, I think that
Let's say there might be 50. So. And they're probably going to be parked all over the place because that's what people do.
Right.
You know.
I wouldn't want any more than 50. I think Megan's 75 probably seems fair. But I also want to be friendly to my neighbor and not inhibit her dream. So.
Well, I will just give you a piece of advice.
Okay.
Stay in good contact with your neighbor. Have conversation. Don't be afraid to approach them. Neither of you are going to bite each other because you all got to live next to each other, okay?
Yes.
So, I'm sure you'll be able to get along. We will take your concerns into consideration if we decide to approve it, and we'll do our best to address them.
All righty.
Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anybody standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2319?
There is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaFleur. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I'm just calling in to see if you can test the line.
Okay, Ann, thank you. We hear you loud and clear, and we appreciate that, so we know we're getting through and available to everyone. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the
line. All right, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning. Thanks. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2321, Coastal Properties, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a kitchen and bathroom showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.248 acres.